Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. A delegation from the Toowoomba Regional Council and the Toowoomba Surat Basin Enterprise have got a verbal commitment from the Infrastructure Minister that Inland Rail will come to Gowrie. The group headed down to Canberra to see what was going on with the project after radio silence from Catherine King since the results of the independent review were released last April. TISBE CEO April Kavanagh says a verbal commitment is good, but it doesn't mean the fight is over.
We don't at least get it to Gowrie or Queensland. What that means is that we'll miss out to the southern states, that our stuff can get trucked down to, say, Narrabri or Downer Park. It'll be put on a train there and it will be sent out of a port. So Queensland will miss out altogether on this really vital infrastructure.
Queensland scientists have revealed the new ways we're treating tropical diseases like dengue fever and parasitic hookworms. The group from JCU's Australian Institute of Tropical Health and Medicine have found treating the drug-resistant diseases with vaccines is the way forward. Dr. Sapana Pai says there are vaccines in the late trial stage which could be used in Queensland within the coming years.
Now, a lot of that has come from, you know, the phenomenal success we've had with COVID vaccines, and that has really energised a new thinking.
No. The Electrical Trades Union says there's not enough training and experienced staff across the sector and the state government needs to step in. It's concerned there's not enough time to train thousands of linemen who are due to help build thousands of kilometres of transmission lines across Queensland in 2027. ETU spokesperson Stuart Trial adding Powerlink has no strategic plan in place to ensure staff are ready for the job.
The contractors that we work with are screaming out they need a pipeline of work so they can train these apprentices, but Powerlink's sitting back saying, well, there's nothing until 2027, and then sticking their heads in the sand. That's not going to fix this problem.
A Powerlink spokesperson says they have a comprehensive recruitment and retention strategy, which includes increasing apprenticeships and attracting local talent.